This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Another storm coming in. Another mold-filled day. Nothing new. But we're going to kick off this Wednesday, so we're going to kick it off. And, we are monitoring, at Arbalest Quarrel, they are monitoring the Kavanaugh process quite closely. There are concerns there. I try to dispel them, but, I'm just sort of flying by the seat of my pants with that. But for more discussions, let's open it up. Let's start with Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Glad to be here.
I hear you talking. You're just not turned up, so I need to turn you up.
Oh, all right. Can you hear me now?
Can somebody turn Roger up?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Well, I know you can hear me, but nobody can hear you.
What can we do?
Hello? Can somebody turn up Roger, please? Okay. Now, this is what happens on live radio sometimes.
Testing. One, two,
Roger, I can barely hear you. I just can't hear you well enough. And I think that's because you haven't been turned up in the middle of the waiting and everything. Let's see if I can, since I don't think there's anybody there. One second.
All right.
Let's see if I can do this without going to speakerphone.
Okay.
And I'm having to listen to it without putting it on speaker. This is the drama.
How about now?
The drama of live radio. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, we'll have to try that again in a minute. I believe I'm going to go to the essay while we're waiting to get Roger turned up to where we can have a discussion. Roger wrote an essay called "The Democrats Try an 11th Hour Attack on Judge Brett Kavanaugh," which, it's an 11th hour, and it's a 12th hour, and a 13th hour, and a 14th hour. And this is where they pulled something out of their hat.
Can you hear me?
Senator Dianne Feinstein knew about this. And this is the whole thing. What happened was this. First of all, this woman, Ford, went to her congressman. Then she went demanding anonymity. Then she went to Feinstein demanding anonymity and wanted this investigated, despite the fact that she didn't want to stand up there, which we talked about. This is a violation of the Sixth Amendment. And having Kavanaugh go through it is a violation of his Sixth Amendment, right? And that's where the problem comes in. So, okay, so they're saying they can hear Roger live on the radio, and I can't hear him. Roger, since they can hear you live, I just got an email from somebody. You go. Oh, there we go.
Okay?
Now I can hear Roger.
Ah.
There we go.
We're all,
I was trying to run it myself there. You go ahead. Now I can hear you, Roger. So I tried to set that up. What do you want to add to that? We got about 3-4 minutes here.
All right. Well, the most important thing, and we ought to keep it in mind, is the American people are entitled to the truth. All right. The problem is from the Democrats like Kirsten Gillibrand and Sheldon Whitehouse and others is that deception is perceived as the truth just because they happen to say so. The thing that sticks in my mind is I hear it over and over is Kirsten Gillibrand saying regarding this Christine Baisley Ford and her accusation, an damnable accusation against a honorable man with incredible integrity, is that I believe Christine to be telling the truth. Therefore, she is telling the truth. Now, that sounds really bizarre. How can a belief automatically be equated with the truth? Well, simply because I say so. I believe the earth is flat, therefore it is flat. And maybe the majority of the people at the time didn't believe that the world was flat. Does that make it flat? No. You need independent corroborating evidence. And this goes to the principles of justice, as you pointed out, Bill, quite clearly and correctly in the Sixth Amendment. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district where the crime shall have been committed. All right? Which district shall have been previously ascertained by law to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against them, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel. Now, what they say is, well, this is not a criminal trial. Well, it's got all the trappings of a criminal trial. You are accusing a man. He has something to gain and something to lose. It may not be an actual trial in the sense that he's being tried for a crime, not that they wouldn't like to try him for a crime, just like they would like to try Trump for a crime, but nonetheless, they are impugning his integrity. They're creating a false narrative, and they're basically turning precepts that our country was founded on its head. A person has the right to a presumption of innocence. He has a right to face his accuser. He has a right to hear the evidence against him. He has a right to confront the accuser. And here we're seeing just the opposite. The idea is, well, he's guilty until he proves his innocence. And he doesn't have a right to confront Christine Baisley Ford. And she doesn't have to appear in public. And he has to present his case before he's even heard the accusation against him by her and seen the witnesses and the corroborating evidence. Why? Because there is none. These things are extremely, extraordinarily dangerous to our basic principles of law and morality and as prescribed in our Constitution.
Let me get you to hold right there. I want to ask you a couple of questions about that when we get back, as far as the process that we're at now. But and because for me, I'm still waiting to see one moment come out of the Republicans, and it's well overdue. Maybe it is, and maybe it's a little too subtle for me, but I don't know. But anyway, arbalestquarrel.com, that's where you can find the writings of Roger and this latest essay. And also, as featured writers at amoland.com. That's where they head out there. And then on Wednesdays, when Roger never goes anywhere, he never goes out of town, although hopefully that will change soon. Steven, well, he's here on Wednesdays when he's not overseas. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Speaking with Roger Katz about the current shenanigans going on in the day-to-day Peyton place that is now the U.S. Senate. Is it fair? I did a little ditty the other day where I compared the Senate to the Ringling Brothers Circus because both of them have a bunch of clowns in them. Fair comparison.
Well, that's a fair assessment.
Yeah. One thing I want to ask. All of these accusations that are coming out and everything, all these late, I mean, Is it, do you think it is as transparent to the senators, the good Republican senators, as it is, say, maybe to me, that that's just a stall tactic and maybe they should be sitting, not sitting around going, well, of course, let's negotiate with these lawyers for a while and draw everything out, and, you know, a week, 2 weeks after the hearing's over with when we should be voting. Am I wrong about that? Should they simply be saying, well, there was a hearing and this never came up. Moving on.
Actually, they should, and Grassley would have done just that as chairman. The problem is this. At the time, he could not be certain, and McConnell could not be certain, that they would have sufficient votes to confirm Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Remember, it's razor thin. They need 51. They can afford to lose, apparently, one individual. Flake said, I want to hear what this party has to say. Collins said the same thing. I don't know if Corker did. There was another one, I think, in Alaska. What's her name? McCursky or
Murkowski.
Murkowski, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So those two Republican women, plus Flake, definitely wanted to hear what she had to say. So that's where all this wrangling started last week. And remember, it was really bizarre. First of all, her attorney, I think she has two more now, but the original one, Deborah Katz, and by the way, no relationship. We share the same surname, like Smith and Jones, maybe, but I'm not related to this woman at all. And if I did, I would have to, I'd be pretty upset. I'd have to constantly argue, listen, I don't even talk to her. But no, I'm not related to that woman at all. And she is an activist. She is a left-wing activist. And she's getting her marching orders, I'm sure, from Democrats, probably Sheldon Whitehouse and Kirsten Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer and the others. But the fact is that there's going to be a vote. And I think McConnell made it pretty clear that they're going to have a Senate vote on Friday. If that, what isn't clear, tomorrow this party, Christine Ford, is supposed to testify. And from the news a couple of nights before, apparently it isn't clear. So it'll be interesting to see. If she does not testify and open before an open hearing, we have to rely on the ridiculous assertions of the Democrats, the Senate Democrats. That's not going to withstand anyone from claiming that, look, you are not proxies for this woman. You were not anywhere at that time, 36 years ago, around. It's just ridiculous. And the thing is, they are grasping at straws. Remember, there's this other party, this Deborah Ramirez. She apparently is asserting, and I guess was in the New Yorker magazine. I'm surprised they even said anything. And now today it's in the New York Times where she claimed that Judge Kavanaugh exposed himself. The curious thing is, though, she was so drunk at the time, she admits that she doesn't even know who it was that exposed herself, himself to her, assuming that there was anyone at all. So she is not going to testify. And the Democrats, they don't even want her to testify. There's a third one. I'm reading right now this. Listen to this. And it's like her name is Julie Swetnick. I think Charles Dickens come up with a better name. The woman, Julie Swetnick, said that she was the victim of one of these gang rapes. Get this. So it's gotten.
Is this the Avenatti? Is this the Avenatti accuser?
Well, I'm looking at it now. I don't see if it was Avenatti. Of course, the guy is so far beyond the pale. I can't believe that even the Democrats would like to admit but it could very well be. So we've got from the standpoint that he might have, we're told that Ford apparently claims that he jumped on top of her, I guess. And this other one claims that he exposed himself. The third one is that there was a gang rape. But then she said, though, that she's not saying that he was one of the attackers, only that he was in the room. But think about these. These are all bare-faced accusations coming out at the last minute. You could just see the Democrats scrambling in this Me Too movement to get someone, anyone, that could come up with something concrete. But apart from these accusations, that's it. I mean, anyone could say anything about anyone, and that's supposed to hold sway. Well, we can believe that she wouldn't lie, and Swetnick wouldn't lie, and Ramirez wouldn't lie, and basically Ford wouldn't lie. Come on. It's patently absurd. And what does it really tell you? They don't. The Senate Democrats do not really have a basis, not for Judge Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, of anyone in the last several years who's been considered for a seat. He certainly is well qualified. And I would say this too: there's been six background investigations by the FBI into this guy's character, into his past. And they dig deep, and they would, especially for high-level appointments. First of all, when he worked in the executive branch for Bush, and then as a Court of Appeals judge, and now for the Supreme Court. Don't you think that if there was anything in the past to suggest that this guy...
Let me get you to hold right there. No. When we come back, we're going to talk about... his past and what should have popped up. Roger, of course, as you know, is a writer and a legal scholar at Arbalest Quarrel and a featured writer at MLN.com and a guest here frequently, like every Wednesday, at Lock and Load. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News.
I will certainly in some form be able to watch, and I'll also rely on some very fair and talented Republican senators who, if we brought George Washington here and we said we have George Washington, the Democrats would vote against him, just so you understand.
President Donald Trump in a news conference Wednesday afternoon, the president being peppered with questions about his Supreme Court nominee pick, Brett Kavanaugh. Now, Kavanaugh will be testifying before a Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday. Day two of Bill Cosby's 3 to 10 year prison sentence is being served at a new state prison just outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Victoria Valentino says she was assaulted by Cosby and was asked on CBS this morning if she was hoping for an apology.
He has no conscience, therefore, even if he apologized, it wouldn't matter. Mm-hmm. It would just be an act.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A social media company knew that data was the currency of the digital economy. But when it came to monetizing it, they were being shortchanged. So CDW orchestrated a data fabric solution from NetApp, creating a hybrid cloud to help them move data faster, innovate quicker, and make decisions stronger. Data flexibility by NetApp, IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/netapp. CDW, people who get it.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. You know, one thing, I'll be glad when this is over because I'm real tired of this being the dominating thing, simply because it has been allowed to be the dominating thing, Roger. The Republicans could, you know, by rights, you know, and based upon what I've seen with the Democrats when Obama was in charge and they had everything, they wouldn't have sat back and said, okay, well, there's some allegations, let's hold everything up. They would have just plowed on ahead. We still got Roger? There he is. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. No. what's also interesting, if you think of the Obama era, Republicans, whether conservatives, moderates, whatever, in their base, they not going out to the public and harassing, even assaulting members of Obama's cabinet or high-ranking Democratic leaders in the Senate or in the House of the representatives, but we don't see that same restraint when it comes to Democrats here. And I think what it shows is the fact that they are absolutely hysterical. They don't know anymore what to do. They have lost control of the narrative. And so they are basically like an individual in the ocean who's drowning, and they're looking for anything, someone to throw a life raft at them, and they don't have it, so they're flailing about, and I think it's going to come back to bite them. But the thing that I ask myself, do these high-level people in Congress, do they actually believe the absurdities of what they say? The fact that, these individuals are believable, their stories are credible,
We should just take them at face value and move on. Do they really believe that? Do they think that the public is that stupid? But whether they do or not, what we're witnessing is an incredible subversion of justice. And to see a man with dignity raked through the coals simply because these people do not want to see him on the court. They know, and this is what upsets them, they know, and I may have pointed this out last week, that all the raging they do in public, and any legislation they enact, whether it's on the state level or in the federal level, if it does not meet constitutional muster, it's going to be struck down. We saw that recently, but remember with the travel ban. Ultimately, it took an order by the Supreme Court to basically overturn the injunction. And you had basically these liberal, more than liberal, left-wing activist judges legislating from the bench, basically hamstringing the duty of the Supreme Court to protect the people of the United States on a misguided notion of their own personal sense of what should be moral. And that's not the way that our government works. It's not supposed to be that way. And actually, what we are seeing, too, is that the founders did a very good job with the Constitution. They realized that mob rule, if not constrained, could actually destroy the republic. And that's precisely what you see with the so-called Antifa movement that the press actually defends. And that Schumer and Pelosi say nothing about, they're just good-natured Americans that are concerned about the racism and hatred.
Sure,
and,
sure. I have noticed that all of these news organizations have started doing opinion polls about Kavanaugh, which to me is right up there, the same kind of wasted time like, shooting a hole in your own head. And they're doing it out there, and it's very clear that it is very well thought out propaganda, because if you look at their samples, where they're going where places, their samples are predominantly Democrats. They'll get out there and say, well, 82% of Republicans have a favorable view of Kavanaugh, but at the same time, for some reason, they make it seem like there's more Democrats than Republicans without trying to, justify that whole thing by saying, we don't know how the Republicans won 85% of the counties when Trump was running for president. So they're out there trying to say the numbers don't actually jibe. I don't care about the vote total coming out of Mexico where they have, or not Mexico, but California, which is sort of the same as Mexico in a lot of ways. I don't care about the vote totals coming out of there because they have motor voters. So if you get a driver's license there, you can be an illegal alien and vote.
Mm-hmm.
So, all that notwithstanding, they're out there talking this stuff. And the thing here, and I think we're going to find this out in the election, is that, Trump is probably running around 60% approval, truly running, not based upon opinion polls, but them introducing these opinion polls. I found that to be a very interesting thing because I'd never seen that done with a Supreme Court nominee before. But then again, maybe I wasn't paying attention.
No, I think you're right. The thing is, though, that, again, a mob rule, mob opinions account for nothing, and they should account for nothing. Because we can see that it is propaganda. Basically, a person hears something. Well, I heard it from Kirsten Gillibrand that, this Christine Blasey Ford, she made this accusation. She is an honorable person. She's a professor of psychology. She would not say anything against this guy unless it was true. And the same about this Deborah Ramirez. And you're right about Avenatti and the Swetnick, Julie Swetnick. But these are, three individuals that the Democrats could drum up make an attack on an individual on literally decades of incredibly brilliant work, showing incredible sensitivity and integrity, and they do not have to account for themselves. I'm also, during the break, I listened to the news. They said that Kavanaugh will testify tomorrow.
Sure.
But there was nothing in the news about this Ford.
She's not going to testify. She's not going to testify.
Yeah.
Ramirez isn't going to testify.
Well, Ramirez can't. But if Ford does not testify, then that's it. And I think you're right.
I also think. I think, I'll tell you what, we'll talk about this in the upcoming segment. But what about the vote? You think they'll be taking a vote and. Oh, okay. Anyway, I'll ask you about this in the upcoming segment. But, I don't think they're either one of them are going to show simply because they keep moving, you know, coming out of California, the goalposts that they've been moving are now somewhere out in the Pacific Ocean. So they just keep moving them over and over all the time. So, we'll get to that point in just a moment. However, ArbalistQuarrel.com, this is where Roger writes, this is where Stephen operates, this is where their silent partner operates, and the stuff that they write about, the level of expertise, makes it over to Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel about the Kavanaugh shenanigans. And, as far as Kavanaugh getting up there and testifying tomorrow, if I was in his place, I would not dignify any of this by getting out there and saying I didn't do it. Because he has already been through 6 background checks with the FBI. For various postings throughout the judiciary. They've never found one thing wrong with him. And then all of a sudden, these people, according to them, all of this happened years and years and years ago. You would have thought that by now somebody would have noticed, Kavanaugh's a judge. We got to do something about this. All those things he did, the rape factory he was running, nobody's ever come forward with that or anything. And the fact that they're coming forward with this now, which is a purely, it's the same thing as the term assault weapon or gun violence. This is another mechanical move on their part. If I was in his place and if I was Grassley or if I was Trump, I'd be sitting Kavanaugh down saying, you don't have to say anything, Judge. We are behind you already. Getting out there, go ask Clarence. When you're sitting with Clarence Thomas in about 3 weeks on the Supreme Court, ask him about his good name. Because your ultimate vengeance is the lifetime appointment. I mean, shouldn't he be? I don't know. This whole thing is one of the largest wastes of time I've ever seen in my life.
Well, it definitely is, Bill. And actually, that segues into a point I want to make. When we talk about the presumption of innocence in a criminal trial, the burden of proof is always on the prosecution. That's why a prosecutor, even if they have every reason to believe truly that defendant, a person that, let's just say he was arrested, had committed a crime, they have to look at their ability to bring the evidence before a jury or in the case of the judges hearing the case as the trier of fact as well as the decider of the law. The fact is that the prosecution always has the burden of proof. If they feel that the evidence is tainted or weak, a competent prosecutor will never bring that evidence.
Right.
Now, in this case, what do you have? You've got basically 3 isolated instances of individuals who have made barefaced allegations. And the allegations themselves have very major holes in them. In one case, a party doesn't know exactly where a particular instance of this violation occurred, when it took place, the details of it. The other one isn't even sure if it was Kavanaugh that was involved. And the third one talks about generally, oh, well, there was a, you know, with these wild parties going on, is if that should be implicate Kavanaugh.
Right.
And beyond those bare-faced accusations that we see in the press, in which we see televised by these senators, we don't hear from the actual individuals themselves. We don't see any corroborating evidence, any forensic evidence, nothing. And you're absolutely right. In a criminal trial, a defendant doesn't have to say anything. And usually that defendant doesn't say anything.
Right.
The prosecution has to present its case. And the defense could stand up there and basically say, you know what, we rest our case. The prosecution has given a very flimsy evidence. The prosecution's witnesses are very weak. Maybe they're inveterate liars, whatever it is. And the defense rests. It goes to the jury, and the jury says, yes, this party, the prosecution has not proven the case beyond a reasonable doubt. Now, again, we're dealing not with a criminal trial, yet it has all the trappings of a criminal trial, and we would turn the Sixth Amendment on its head, where the accused has the burden of proof, where he has to appear before the jury, which is basically what the Democratic senators on the Judiciary Committee that have already determined that he was guilty. So the whole thing is absolutely absurd. And you're right, he doesn't have to say anything.
I mean, more to the point with the Democrats have already said they're not. It doesn't matter who. Before he put a name out there, they were saying we're not going to vote for him. Before there was a name, before there was a name, a nominee, an individual named as a nominee. So, the Democrats don't want to, they don't want to participate in it and everything else. And as far as I'm concerned, if they want to get up and walk out, go ahead. But the only problem I have is that the Republicans are allowing this and, I think I threw these figures at you earlier today. 23% of them voted for Sotomayor. 23% of the Republicans. 12% of them voted for Elena Kagan, who, of all of the Supreme Court justices up there, if they really wanted to look at somebody that wasn't qualified to be a Supreme Court justice, she'd never been a judge before. Isn't that a prerequisite?
Yeah. Well, it's not a prerequisite. Actually, according to our laws, as far as the Constitution, as far as the Supreme Court, an individual doesn't even have to be have any legal training at all. But obviously, as a matter, given the technical aspects of law, you do want a person that can think logically and does have a good sense of the law. But the point that I think it's also important to make. Because you also heard during the hearing, at least when he had a hearing, and as it was interrupted by a bunch of lunatics, including the Senate Democrats themselves, they talk about the law as if it's like a physical law of nature, that basically it's immutable. And the point is that basically what we have, apart from logic, and apart from the basic precepts of the Sixth Amendment and the Bill of Rights generally, is the idea of stare decisis, of case precedent. And it's clear that Judge Kavanaugh has respect for case precedent. It's one thing that when you look at the Second Amendment, and what the circuit courts have done with that, that they've shredded precedent. They don't give a damn about the Heller holding, about McDonald. They've already determined that, semi-automatic weapons do not fall within the core of the Second Amendment.
Sure.
They come up with a test that doesn't even apply. They like to call intermediate scrutiny, all these balance tests. And then they go through the charade of pretending that they haven't made their decision when actually the conclusion has already been determined. And it begs the very issue whether a case has been made. And we never get into it, but I wanted to show how they reason and how Judge Kavanaugh basically just shredded on the basis of law and logic those arguments. And he'll be confirmed. I have no doubt about that now.
Right.
And I think the public, we always see what the press wants us to see, but I think the vast majority of the public have more sense than clearly the senators on the Democrats. They're raving lunatics. Everything that comes out of their mouth indicates that they probably should be committed for some serious psych evaluation. They're going to do what they're going to do, and ultimately Kavanaugh will be confirmed and going to huff and puff, and it's just going to be too bad. And then we're going to see something truly amazing. Sometime before 2020, Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Stephen Breyer are going to step down, and he's going to make another pick. I just hope. I think that the most important thing, and I want to make it clear to your the people listening, they must get out to vote, even more so than the House. The Senate must remain Republican, because if it doesn't, then any future nominee of Trump can be blocked. And we definitely don't want to see that.
So. All right. Perfect. You ended that perfectly, Stephen. Roger. Excuse me. I'm sorry. We will do this again very soon. Thank you for joining us this evening. BarbaraSquarrel.com. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Luck and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.